牧师长们，我欢迎你们来到我们星期一的礼拜。我们昨天看到主直接的跟教会说话，有关弥赛亚荣耀的来临。我们看得很清楚，主要求这一代重生，接受主耶稣基督，拥抱赐给他们的主耶稣基督的恩典，使得他们能够进入神荣耀的国度。我们都看过弥赛亚来临的信息，就是教会被提的信息。我们看到了主说他现在开始开展这个进程，建立他统治在地球上，在地球上建立他统治的进程，在地球上建立他国度的进程。这过程的进程有关主说，就是包含着主基督的再临。我们看到了主基督的再临包括两个种类，首先他在空中的再临来提走教会的，第二种就是他的再临是来到耶路撒冷的。因此我们的这个旅程就是来要预备怎么样的做好准备弥赛亚的来临。在神预言的时间表当中，最重要的事件对教会来说，这个事件就是教会的被提。我们看过主说，这是非常非常的重要。那些重生的，接受了主耶稣基督恩典的，他们必须要完整的重生，这样未来能够通过被提进入神荣耀的国度。我们看得很清楚，因为主说了那有一个灾难，大灾难的时间就是难以忍受的时间来临。主现在准备着他自己的百姓，因为我们看到的就是这被提呢针对着自己百姓的，神自己的百姓，相信他的百姓，耶稣的跟随者，相信耶稣的。他说现在他们就是为了弥赛亚的来临非常认真的努力的专注的，现在这个时刻天堂跟他们说的话，天堂跟他们说的话。我们看得很清楚，他来就是为了自己的家人，省自己的家人家里的成员。我们今天有关的这个信息要做这些进展，神的进程有关被提的，就是他来要在地球上建立他的国度，要建立他的统治。
And that there is a conflict between the devil Satan and God Almighty on this earth.
在这地球上，撒旦魔鬼跟神的神之间的斗争打仗，那有一个打仗，我们非常清楚的知道谁得胜在这场战争当中。因此在这强大的教会背景的信息当中，神非常明确的说他撒旦魔鬼不可能得胜。从一点远开始，那有一个战争，就是罪恶和公义，罪恶和圣洁之间的战争。通过这背景的信息，要说出罪恶绝对不可能战胜，罪恶不能战胜，圣洁总是得胜。
That in the conflict between the Lord and the enemy, that the Lord must always win.
主和仇敌之间的战争，主总是得胜。
That's why the Lord says in this message of the rapture.
这是为什么主在这背地有关的信息中说。
That there is a dispensation of the judgment of God coming to the earth.
那有一个审判的时代临到地球上。
The Lord rolls out that judgment in the tribulation. The Lord intends to evacuate those who are His own.
可是这神的审判的时代进行在地球之前，神愿意夺走自己的百姓。
Those who are His own.
那些自己的百姓。
He plans to evacuate them from this disaster zone.
他现在打算夺走自己的百姓从这个战场当中。如果地震，我拿着击打地球列国的。
Then you can tell very clearly that the Lord is saying that there are horrific earthquakes in the tribulation that I will bring to the earth.
那你可以知道到了灾难大灾难，那有一个非常可怕的地震，我会带到地球来的，即将会发生。
If the coronavirus has struck the earth with is anything as a window of glimpse through which you see the tribulation,
如果我拿过来击打地球的冠状病毒来，你能够猜到的就是即将在灾难大灾难当中发生的更可怕的事情。
There will be greater coronavirus is worse.
那儿会有比冠状病毒更糟糕更严重的疾病发生。
So we see very clearly that God intends to directly intervene in the conflict between sin and holiness. He intends to intervene directly.
因此神现在直接的要介入圣洁和罪恶之间的战争。
And that the Lord intends to intervene directly that sin may never win at all, never ever.
这样主直接的介入圣洁和罪恶之间的战争来要明确罪恶绝对不能战胜，撒旦绝对不能战胜。
The Lord intervenes.
主的介入
in the process of liberating the earth from Satan.
就是把这个地球从撒旦的手中拯救出来的这过程当中，最终他来要建立神的统治，神的统治。
We know that there are two returns of the Christ. The first one is called the rapture when he comes to take his people.
因此主的再临，基督的再临，就是要提走、夺走自己百姓的。我们知道第一个，基督的再临有两类、两种。第一个就是被提，他来要提走自己的百姓，就是神家里的人、神家的成员，提走自己儿女的事情。把他们从这个战场当中夺走、移出去的事情。提走圣洁的教会的事情。 这个事件之后呢？
Then there is an interlude between the rapture and the tribulation.
被提和灾难。
Well, now the Antichrist must publicly come out and take dominion publicly, openly.
被提之后呢？灾难大灾难，敌基督公开公然的、正式合法的就出现来。掌权，掌权。圣经告诉我们，当他跟以色列成立和平条约的时间起，就七年的灾难，大灾难就开始。
So you can tell that when the rapture happens, the tribulation may not begin right away.
因此，被提发生之后，不是立刻的。灾难大灾难七年的开始，不是的，我们不知道这之间的这个中间的过程时间。如果我们仔细读丹尼第七章，我们知道的更清楚。
He must come out publicly, and when he comes out publicly, he must pronounce himself and take dominion publicly. The small horn must knock out some three other horns out of the ten horns.
他必须要公开公然的正式的出现来掌权，在小脚出现之前，三个脚要被拔掉，然后他出现。因此被提之后不是立刻的开始灾难大灾难的七年，中间有一个过程的一个中间状态的一个时间。他一旦出现了，需要一个掌握的时间，因为他之前三个脚都要被拔掉，那有一个这个震动，那一直到今天，我跟你们公开了这个意象。2007年，主把梦中把我带到，我那个小脚带。带到我的面前，我就粉碎了他，他就在那倒下来。当时我跟地球分享这意象的时候，设计师2007年就刚刚从印度的施工结束了之后，设计师都描画下来了。就在梦中，他把神把这个小脚带到我面前，我就击打他了，他的头部。他在我面前就倒下来了，他的两只腿是这样，就他的脸部就是。
The striking was so harsh, was so dreadful that it turned him around and he fell facing away.
转他的脸是他的转脸了，就脸就是往后这么转过去，他的前腿后腿就这么四只腿就这个瘦就这么跌倒倒下来了。因为这个击打非常的严重，我打的是主说当被提发生了，被提发生之后，这个人物必须要出现，公开正式公然的出现，然后跟以色列建立和平条约之后，就开始正式的开始七年的灾难大灾难，七年的灾难时间就开始。这样一来，三年半的灾难，三年半的大灾难就开始，我们可以数算。然后呢，三年半灾难过去了，那就可证的事情，导致荒凉的事情建立在以色列。
And that conflict was inaugurated in Genesis chapter 3:15.
这个征战是创世三章十五节开始的，因为人的堕落而开始的。这样一来，主神派了基督来开始了这个战争。 他说得很清楚。
That in that battle between Satan and the Lord must win.
撒旦和主之间的这个争斗，主肯定战胜。
The rapture is such a spark, such an ignition, a trigger.
因此，背体就是如此的一个燃点燃的点燃的。
Roll out the process of God beginning a process of reinstalling His rule over the earth.
就是来开始主在地球上他统治的一个开始点，并且把审判带到地球来审判地球的一个开始点，从这个撒旦的手中拯救释放出地球的开始点，这样一来从罪恶当中拯救出来，因此背地就包含着提走。铁前四十三到十八的提走的事情。
It says the following on your screen, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13, 18.
铁经四十三十八。
If we go to King James today,
今天比较请定本，我是读回国本。我们不愿意弟兄们，你们不知道有关那些睡了的人。因此在这把死亡称呼一个睡觉睡了的人，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。他谈到背体，他说对我们来说我们是有盼望的，有指望的。如果我们相信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
They go into the presence of God, and at the day of the rapture, they come back with Jesus.
因此任何一个被提之前死的人，他们直接去到神面前，被提发生了，他们跟耶稣一同回来。他们的身体留在地球上，可是他们的灵魂呢，是立刻的到那去跟耶稣同在。
The redemptive program God rolled out for mankind.
因此神对人类开始的这拯救的计划。
So you can see that the rapture is such an active component, an active ingredient of this redemptive plan of God for mankind.
背提呢，对神来说，对他对人类拯救计划的一个非常占着非常重要的一个环节。
At the point at which you receive Jesus, it is normally your soul that becomes saved, but your body remains virtually undelivered and redeemed.
换言之，你接受主耶稣基督，你的灵魂是得救的，可是你的肉体呢，仍然是没有得救的状态当中，只留在这地球上。你重生接受主耶稣基督，得救的是你的灵魂，可是你的肉体是还没有得救的状态。
And in the prophetic timeline of God, that happens between the cross and the rapture, the church age. It's called the church age.
这个事情神预言的时间表当中发生在十字架和背体之间的时间，就是教会时代当中发生。
That happens between the cross, when Jesus goes to the cross, dies for you to redeem you and resurrects and is ascended, and between the cross and the rapture, it's called the church age. That is when you receive Christ and your body is not yet redeemed, but the soul is saved.
就是这教会的时代，主耶稣基督走上十字架为你死而复活，然后背体之间在教会时代当中，你接受主耶稣基督，你的灵魂得救，可是你的肉体还没得救的状态，这个事情是教会时代当中发生。
During that time, Napia Wakati wakati wa unyakuzi. Sasa katikati humo inaitwa majira ya kanisa. So the distance, the space between the cross and the rapture is called the church age. That is when people receive the grace and are born again, and you find that it is the soul that is saved, but the body remains on the earth. That is what he's trying to say here.
十字架和背体之间，人们就是重生，就是接受恩典重生。那他们的灵魂是得救，可是他们的肉体呢，留在地球上。在这说的是。
Define to them very well. Just explain to them from this to this, please, so they understand. I want them to enter glory. It's not a song.
Hivyo anasema ya kwamba kati ya wakati ambapo Yesu Kristo alienda msalabani akafa, akazikwa, akafufuka na akapaa juu mbinguni, na wakati huo ambapo unyakuzi unatendeka,
kati ya hiyo na tafadhali wasaidie
katikati hapo sasa,
kati ya Bwana kwenda msalabani na kumaliza kazi na kupaa kwenda mbinguni na wakati wa unyakuzi, katikati mmo, kati ya yeye kupa msalabani na kufufuka na kwenda mbinguni na unyakuzi, katikati humo ndio linaitwa church age.
Kati ya Bwana kwenda msalabani, kufa, kufufuka na kwenda mbinguni na wakati wa unyakuzi, katikati hapo, hayo ndio majira yanayoitwa majira ya kanisa.
So between when Christ goes to the cross, dies on the cross, is buried, resurrects, after he resurrects, then he ascends, between that series of events and the rapture, that is called the church age. That is when you receive the grace, the soul is saved, but the body is virtually unredeemed, and the Lord brings the Holy Spirit as a deposit, a guarantee for the redemption of the body on the day of rapture.
就是耶稣基督死在十字架，然后复活，然后升天，然后被提之间的这教会时代，就是你接受恩典，你的灵魂得救了，可是你的肉体仍然留在这地球上，可是主赐给你们了圣灵，这样一来，这个圣灵就是一个凭据，即将你的肉体都得救的一个凭据。
Alafu mwili wako ijaokolewa. Okay, that's alright. Swahili can catch up later. Verse 14, as you see, is there. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This is a powerful scripture, a powerful, bold statement by the Lord.
14节是非常强大的信息。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与他们与耶稣一同带来。
So here the Lord is essentially saying that it is the soul that is born again. Such that when you die, your soul goes straight to heaven if you die before the rapture. Such that your redemption is not yet complete. Even as you go to heaven, your soul goes to heaven and is given an intermediary body. But when the Christ comes back, when the Messiah comes back now on the day of rapture, then your body will be resurrected and glorified, and your soul finally enters your eternal glorious body.
这样一来，就是背体之前死了的人，他们的灵魂直接的出现在基督面前，可是他们的肉体呢留在这地球上，因此对他的救赎是没有完成的。只有背体发生了，他们的灵魂进入他们的身体里头，荣耀的变荣耀的身体里头，这样一来他们的救赎才成全完整的，他们的灵魂跟肉体都得救的状态之间呢，他们只能穿中间状态的身体，因此他们的拯救是还没有完成的阶段，他们现在只能他们的灵魂是得救的状态。你接受主耶稣基督，只有你的灵魂得救，你的肉体还没得救，你的肉体就等着就这得救的这个日子，那一天你的肉体等着等着。以弗所思的暂时，
You see what it says in King James, and then we'll go to Amplify, I mean we'll go to NIV.
以弗所四的三十，我们请定本，然后 NIV。
Not the Holy Spirit of God,
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, the deposit of the Holy Spirit that is given in the church age when you are born again is to guarantee the redemption of your body on the day of rapture.
你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。换言之，你在这教会时代接受主耶稣基督，那得救的就是你的灵魂，那圣灵赐给你的圣灵是一个凭据。即将得赎的日子，你的肉体得救的日子来到，圣灵就是一个印记凭据给你的。凭据什么呢？就是你的肉体也会即将得救的，得赎的，那个日子会来临。
Kuthibitisha ya kwamba siku ya unyakuzi atakomboa hata mwili wako na utapata mwili ambalo umetukuka, mwili wa umilele. So he's saying that the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, the Holy Spirit, when he comes to indwell the Christian, he is a deposit, he is a guarantee God gives you that he will redeem your body.
圣灵将在你身上，就住在你身上，这就是证明你即将，你的肉体即将会得救的日子来到。因此以弗所书铁前四章的十四节是非常强大的，并且以弗所书的三十也是的，在这告诉我们现在我们得救的状态是个什么样的。因此如果你是圣洁的基督徒，这总是好的，对你来说总是有益处的。铁前四的十五，我们现在照主的话告诉你们，已经是我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，端不能在那已经睡了的人之先。非常的强大，因为这背题这句话是从主而来的。
Yes, indeed, in the book of John, chapter 14, if we post it there, verses 1 and 3.
约翰福音十四章一到三节也是的。
You see that the Lord himself spoke about the rapture of the church.
主亲自说了教会的背题。
And you see that the word of the Lord in Genesis chapter 5, 24, when Enoch is raptured, also talks about the rapture of the church.
创世纪五章的二十四节，神告诉我们以诺背题的时候，也是告诉我们教会背题的。
But the rapture comes from the word of the Lord himself.
因此背题呢，从主的话语而来的。
We see clearly that the word of the Lord that spoke about he that is speaking with you, how he is taken up, he is taken up in the chariots of fire, also talks about the rapture, the snatching away.
并且主的话语就是现在跟你说话的这一位以利亚先知怎么样的被神劫走了，骑走就火马的拉的那个马车怎么样的被提走了，这也是被提，就是即将要提走教会的应许。因此教会的被提是从主的话语而来的。看一下约翰十四一到三，
Be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Ye believe in God,
你们信神
believe also in me.
也当信我。
And it says in my father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
These are the mansions he showed me recently, and then by voice he said, the eternal home of the righteous.
这住处有关最近主直接的用声音跟我们说了，这是义人永恒的家，义人永远的家。
There is a scratching of a microphone, but that's all right. He says, if it were not so,
若是没有
I would have told you.
我早已告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Jesus went to the Father's house to prepare a place.For the members of his family, the believers, the church of Christ, his followers, the faithful and holy ones.
因此耶稣回到父家是来要预备 住处，为了那些自己家里的人，自己家成员的圣洁公义的跟随他的爱他的人，那些父神家里的成员，为他们的住处。
He purchased for God. If you ever get a chance to read Revelation 5:9, he purchased them for God with his own blood.
就是用自己的血赎买下来的，为了父神。启示录五章的九节。
I want to come out quite deep for you to be able to define very clearly who are these that are members of his household, of his family, the family of God, the children of God, that he comes to claim them.To snatch them away, to be caught up with them into glory.
因此今天呢，我要跟你们进一步的明晰的这个界定一下，他们到底是谁？他来要提走的，就是主家里的成员，主的家人，他们到底是谁？
Because we saw that when Jesus resurrected, he showed himself to only those that were his friends, only those that were, loved him and were his followers and were believers beheld him, they touched him and their eyes beheld him.
因为耶稣复活之后，只有出现在那些自己的朋友、自己跟随的、自己所爱的，就是出现在他们面前，触摸了他们，让他们看见自己复活的自己。只有爱他的人们允许他们来触摸他，让他们的眼睛能够看到他。我们看着背体也是为了他们而来，就是自己的家人，把他们带到神的家里，就是神家里的人，带回到父神家里，就是神的家属。因此当他在天堂预备你的住处，你在地上也要预备你的永恒，预备你自己。因此他们是谁呢？就是这父神家里的人，家属。父神的家属是谁？因为贝子说他不会把自己显示给自己仇敌的。因此这具体的界定这些人是谁是非常重要，因为现今甚至教会的现今的教会成为一个神的仇敌而生活呢。
Even today in the church, even the church, when you look at the church today and the body of Christ and the Christians, there are those that live like enemies of Christ.
因为现今教会基督徒基督的教会，他们的生活方式言行好像已经成为神的仇敌了。
That's why he's saying he's coming only those that are his lovers, love him, follow him, obey him, submit to the voice that he sent to prepare the church.
因此他只有为了那些爱他的、跟随他的、顺服他的，来要顺服为他们，为了预备他们而拆拍的这声音的那些人而来。因此背提这本身是主的话语，主耶稣基督亲口说的话语而来。
Verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you,
三节说我若去为你们预备了地方
I will come again,
就必再来
and receive you unto myself. That is the snatching away, that is the rapture.
接你们到我那里去，这就是被提提走的事情。
That where I am, there ye may be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So this is such a powerful promise, a very bold step.That God steps forward and announces to the universe that there is a day when God will come and literally take human beings from the earth and push them into heaven.
因此这是非常强大的，面向整个宇宙大胆的宣告的 强大的应许，只有这一段经文，你可以把你的整个灵魂下锚在这段经文里头，来要宣布，那有一天主亲自出现，来要提走自己百姓，带到自己所在的地方。这就是背提的应许。
So these people taken into heaven will disappear from the earth. So it will be a hill day.
这些人被提走到天堂那，那他们真正的消失在地球上，真正的那一天了。人们都要寻找这些人。他们到底到哪去了？那你会听到主把他们都提走天堂里了。如此的能力的一天，大能的一天，主真的彰显他大大能力的一天，那一天。
That's the day when the Lord will show all the other religions that they are nothing.
到时候，主会显示其他所有的宗教都是个假的，没任何意义的。我都看到了其他所有的宗教都悔改接受主基督的。
So there is a physical taking, a translation. They will leave their shoes, they will leave their clothes, they will leave their watches, they will leave their hats, they will leave everything here as they are taken up. You will see a heap of clothes and shoes and things left like that. It will be such a spooky picture on the earth.
因此这是一个物质上的一个事情发生，当他们提走了，你会看到剩下的他们的手表、他们的鞋子、他们的衣服一大堆，他们剩下来的衣服就留在那儿。这是个物质上的一个物质上把人们提走的事情发生。
And so this is a day of power.
因此这是大能力的一天。
God steps forward and makes such a courageous move and promises such a formidable promise that there is a day when He comes to take physical man and take him into glory.
这是主非常强大的这个给我们的这强大的应许，到时候主亲自出现要提走我们。
Then you will understand the instruction. Every time He brings me into glory to give instruction, you will understand how fast that is.
每一次主带我到那儿去给我指示的时候，你会发现这个事情会多么迅速的发生，眨眼之间发生。因此，背提就是从神的话语而来。
You can see Jesus Himself pocket.
耶稣亲口说的话语而来，他应许给我们他回到空中。那基督里睡了的人，他们先复活。那死了的人，已经睡在基督里的人，他们首先复活。
In verse 14, verse 15, the dead are resurrected first.
那死了的人首先，断不能在那已经去了的人之先，他们先复活，他们就先。
And it says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事。
That is the word of the Lord we have just seen in the book of John 14, that it is the Lord Himself that spoke the rapture, promised the rapture.
这就是我们刚刚看到的约翰福音十四章主耶稣基督亲口说的话，在这儿帖前四章十五节照主的话，就是约翰福音的十四一到三，告诉一件事，我们这话我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，端不能在那已经睡了的人之先。十六节他们换言之，他们首先复活是六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，换言之，这 到时候仍然活着的人绝对不能比那是的人之先。因此这是神亲口说的话，从神的话语而来，是宣布教会被提的。被提呢，就是包含着基督出现在空中的事情。那睡了的人首先复活。那他们的肉体就是复活，然后变荣耀，这个事情首先发生。
And after that, then the dead who have been resurrected and glorified are now transported up here to go meet the Lord in the cloud in the air above the sky. There is a transportation.
那他们首先在变荣耀的身体就被提走到上空与主相遇，这个事情首先发生。
And then verse 17 it says,
17节
that we which are alive,
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Ever be with the Lord. He's saying he is introducing you to eternity with Christ.
In that segment there. 因此这最后的这个宣布就是告诉我们，这整个过程的最终目标就是让我们永远的跟基督同在。
And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He is introducing you to eternity with the Messiah.
介绍给你说，被提之后呢，只永永远远的跟基督同在。这个事情告诉你，因此如果你是个重整的基督徒，圣洁的基督徒，顺服的基督徒，你是来要诚实的顺服每一个预备教会的这指示，那到时候把你提走到云里的再赏赐赐给你，让你永远跟基督同在。
When they have been resurrected and glorified and transported, raptured to meet the Lord in the air.
因此，当他们复活了，变荣耀了，在空中与主相遇了，被提走在空中与主相遇。
Then is now saying that there will be a translation of the living.
那就叫住处。
And the corresponding transportation of the living also up to go meet them in the sky.
他们都被提走到空中与主相遇，在空中。
So in other words, the Lord is saying that the rapture involves a grand reunion between Christ and those who are His own, those He purchased with His own blood.
因此，被提就是巨大的一个大团圆，基督跟属于基督的人，神家属之间的大团圆。在地球的上空与主相遇，被提走的所有属于神的家属跟基督一起相遇，然后永远是同在的。
And their loved ones that died earlier. While that may also be there, but for me, I think the highlight will be a grand reunion with the glorified Lamb of God, the one that died for you.
不仅仅是基督跟这个神的家属跟随基督的人之间的大团圆，也是这个神的家属之间比你先死的那亲爱的人跟他们都相遇。可是关键的就是神的羔羊跟神羔羊的信父之间的相遇。因此在这说的是，这样一来我们就永永远远的跟主同在，意味着从这个时间点开始，你绝对不会离开耶稣基督，永永远远的，从永远到永远不会离开耶稣基督的。 如果他前往天堂，你跟着他前往天堂。
That is what he means by, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
这就是永永远远跟着同在的事情。
He's announcing to the church eternity with Christ.
现在跟教会宣布永永远远跟基督同在。
You now go, when he's going to heaven, you are going with him to heaven.
如果他前往天堂，你就跟他一起前往天堂。
When he's coming to Jerusalem at the second coming, you're coming with him.
当他来到耶路撒冷，在他的第二次就是再临的时候，你就跟他一起再临。来到耶路撒冷再临的时候，当他在千禧年统治的时候，你的宝座也在那里，跟他一起统治千禧年的时候。
When he enters the eternal commonwealth of God, the eternal state, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, you will enter with him there forever.
当他进入永远的状态，新天新地，新耶路撒冷的时候，你也跟他一起进入那新天新地，新耶路撒冷。
That will be the day when the prophecy of the book of Romans chapter 8 posted right there verses 35 to 39 will be completed. That prophecy will be completed on that day.
那天就是罗马书的八章三十五到三十九节的应许得以实现的时间。
When he asked, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能够把我从基督的爱当中分裂开来呢？他也是，那也就是永永远远的跟基督的爱同在了。八章的三十五。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。这个预言到时候就得以实现，背题之后就得以完成，就应许到时候得以成全。因此当我们回到帖前四章的十三到十八，在这背帖的过程当中，他给我们了强大的应许，这是亚伯非常大胆的应许，面对人类，就是赐给人类的应许。
He's saying that there is a day of grand reunion when now those who are born again will finally meet the Lord in the air up above the earth.
他说那有最重的一天在天空中，就是成全这伟大的大团结的一天。
You know that recently on February 5th I met the Lord up here, the glorious Lamb of God up hereAbove the earth, and the glory, he made sure that the glory covered up my chest and covered him up the chest, and we had a conversation. 5th of February 2023.
最近2月5号2023年2月5号我遇见了，我在天空中遇见了主基督神的羔羊，就是荣耀就盖到我们的胸部那儿。我们两个互相对话了，分享对话。
kifua na tukafanya mazungumzo hapa juu angani hapa.
And so what the Lord is saying, blessed people, verse 18 is an encouragement now.
八节就是给我们的鼓励了，蒙福的人们。主说什么呢？
Comfort one another with these words.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Comfort one another with these words.
因此用这些话来彼此劝慰。
He also tell you that the rapture is rescuing the church, the beloved, from entering the tribulation.
因此会体就是神所爱的被爱的人们，不让他们进入灾难大灾难的事情。
It's rescue the beloved ones, the beloved family of God, that they
may enter. 被爱的家人，不让他们进入灾难。
In other words, this comforting of yourselves, of one another, with the promise of rapture, tells you clearly that surely the rapture, surely the church that is holy, beloved of the Lord, cannot enter.The torture, the torment, and the judgment of the tribulation, and then comfort themselves with those words. Not at all.
这个意思就是，确实是会体呢，就是圣洁的被爱的人们，不允许他们进入灾难里头、痛苦里头的这个应许。会体就是给他们的这样的一个应许，因此这样的话来可以彼此劝慰。因为你们不会进入灾难里头的痛苦里。
That means he's saying very clearly that the rapture is pre-tribulation, must happen before the tribulation.
非常明确的告诉我们，背体就是灾难之前发生。
And this is very powerful, blessed people.
非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
In other words, in all this, the Lord is saying.
这一切。
That the wages of sin
来主再说罪的代价是死亡16:23罗马神绝对的准则罪的代价是死亡了他说
But the gift of God is eternal life
罗马六的
through Jesus Christ our Lord
6:23因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生因此那些重生的圣洁里你简直是从死亡当中挪到永生里来了从死亡过到这永生里来了
The Lord has laid forth over there.
在这主显示给我们的准则那有教会很多的误解就是
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 on your screen says mankind failed mankind sinned mankind disobeyed the exacting law of God
创世三章的六节人类违背了神的律法冒犯了神的准则。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 he says,
创世三章的六节。
Once it is posted, we'll read it. He says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food,
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物。
And that it was pleasant to the eyes,
也悦人的眼目
and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
却是可喜爱的
She took of the tree the fruit thereof.
能使人有智慧就摘下果子来吃了又给她丈夫
and he did eat.
她丈夫也吃了
This is the breaking of the exacting law of God that was in Genesis chapter 2:16-17.
这就是破坏神赐给他的律法绝对的准则创世纪二章十六到十七节给他们的
the centrality of the principle of the rapture the central principle that governs the chronology of the rapture of the church
我现在给你们的就是有关背体的一个中心的原则是告诉你们
consequence to this disobedience.
就是这普顺府的后果。这样一来，创世三章的二十四，于是把他把人把亚当和夏娃把他们人赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯。
Kerubim means many. Haverim is many. Haver is one. Haverim is many. Kerubim, Kerub is one. Kerubim are many. But that's all right. He says, and so he drove out the man.
把人赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯。Kerubim, 这英文的 Kerubim 是复数，不是单数。我们中文圣经基督伯是不知道这个事情，可是基督这样一来，堕落的人跟神之间产生了永远的距离。这个中英文圣经的 Kerubim 是复数，不是单数。和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So this is the symbol of the judgment of God that was established between fallen man and the presence of God Almighty.
这就是堕落的人跟审权能者之间，对自己审判的一个象征。
And so he is saying that Kerubim with a flaming sword which turned every way.
基路伯拿的这把剑呢，就是四面转动的，发火焰的。
The judgment of God became obvious. It is obvious that the wages of sin is judgment, is death, because this flaming sword is being broadcast abroad.
这把火箭传达的信息就是神对罪的审判，神对罪的审判是非常明确的、确定的。
It's being broadcast abroad now.
现在传达的信息就是
It's being brandished that everybody when they see the reflection of light on that sword they know that that is the deadliness of sin.
任何一个人看到这把火箭散发的这个亮光，那就知道罪何等的致命性的。这是四面转动发火焰的剑，这样一来把守生命树的道路。
The tree of life where I normally meet the Lord when he gives me the leaves of the tree of life, that is where the presence of God the Father is.
换言之，不让人们接近这生命树的地方，这一般我去会见父神的地方，生命树所在的地方就是父神所在的地方。
Akinipatia instruction. And so you see very clearly here.
因此你在这看得很清楚。主说
that at the fall, then fallen man was separated from God.
堕落的人是远离神的，跟神隔绝开来的。
This is a clean and a clear image to any generation, any human being of the consequences of sin.
任何一个世代，任何一个人犯的罪。罪的后果就是这样的，只能与神隔绝。因此有时候先进的教会，现代化的教会把罪渺小化，有时候呢就是居住在罪恶里头，把罪合法化，拘留在罪恶里头。
If anyone is to come and remove this sword and open the access to God, and that being Christ Jesus my Lord and blessed Savior, then this sword had to cut him.
因此任何一个来要把这个 火箭要挪掉，让人类能够接近父神所在的生命树的地方，那这个人呢，首先只能被这把火箭杀掉，只能要付出这个代价的，就是我们主耶稣基督为人类所付出的代价。这就是发生在十字架的事情。
So the Lord is saying that by the death and the suffering of his servant Christ Jesus, God Almighty now was able to satisfy his righteous requirements.
叫依赖主耶稣基督在十字架的付出，现在满足了父神对罪的要求，对罪惩罚的原则准则。
And that's why in Matthew chapter 27, 50 and 51, now the curtain ruptures.
这就是为什么马太二十七五十到五十一的幔子被提走的理由。
These are the central principles that govern the rapture of the church.
这就是掌管教会被提的中心的原则准则。五十，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然殿里的幔子。
Again, can you yield up the ghost, please? Can you just translate the word of God? Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice,
耶稣又大声喊叫，
yielded up the ghost,
气就断了。
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from top to bottom,
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
He decided that the death of Jesus would, in front of the Almighty, would be a satisfaction for God's requirement, the requirement on the judgment of God.
这是神的决定，基督的死亡，基督的付出，来要满足神对罪惩罚的要求。基督在全能者面前的死亡，来要满足神对罪惩罚的要求。这基督神仆人的付出牺牲，来要满足神对公义的要求。
The church is founded on the fact that Jesus came and died for the sin of mankind, and he satisfied the wrath of God that you may have a direct access into God now.
背题就是主耶稣基督为你而付出的整个代价，来现在允许你来直接的出现在神面前的这个方式。背题呢，就是通过主耶稣基督付出的代价而完成的。才可以实现的。
In other words, sin offended God's law on sin.
换言之，罪只能冒犯神对罪的这个审惩罚人类的堕落。
God's grace, God's love, in other words, offended God's exacting law that you see in Genesis 2:16-17 when he says, "Don't touch the other tree."
罪冒犯了神的神绝对的准则，就是创世二章十六到十七节，是不要吃那善恶果树的果子。
You can see very clearly in this generation there is a misunderstanding.
你看得很清楚，这一代那有一个误解。
And that's why it's important for the present day Christians to understand.
因此，现今基督徒来理解这一点是很重要的。主拿着恩典来接近他们的时候，在那恩典里头仍然有主的要求的。这恩典呢，我们对主的顺服当中才可以的。这怜悯跟恩典效锚的地方，就是我们对神的顺服。
And that we must now accept to walk according to the ordinances of God, according to the command He gives us in that grace.
在那恩典里头，主赐给我们的神的要求、神的命令、神的准则，我们必须要顺服。
With the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
换言之，你必须要在圣灵里头跟圣灵同行。
Why does He bring the Holy Spirit to facilitate us to walk in the Holy Spirit?
为什么神赐给我们圣灵来让我们在圣灵里头行走呢？
Because as much as God advances mercy and grace to this generation.
因为神把怜悯和恩典来这个 施展给你们，让你们在恩典怜悯里头行走。可是父神仍然是公义的，他仍然是圣洁的，他仍然远离着这世上道的败坏、罪恶腐败的，并且背景呢，就是真的基督的幸福跟基督重新团结的，这样一来我们必须要离开罪恶。因为现今教会那么的享受怜悯和恩典，这样一来这怜悯恩典里头，忘掉了神对公义圣洁的要求，因为神仍然要求教会的圣洁和公义，神仍然要求教会对神的敬畏，神仍然要求教会对神的敬畏。因此这怜悯和恩典神赐给教会的，仍然要求教会在圣灵里头行走。当你在圣灵里头顺服行走的时候，才可以成全神对教会圣洁供应敬畏神的要求。
And so we see very clearly that the day of rapture is essentially the day of justification.
因此被提的日子就是justification, 称义的成全公义的日子。
My servant will justify many, meaning he'll bring them into glory.
换言之，我的仆人把许多的人都带到这justification, 这公义里头来。
In other words,
换言之，
he made intercession for many. Verse 12, Isaiah
53. 53, 以赛亚，他让很多的人。
Chapter 23, 33 on your screen.
23:33.
It says the following. It says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary,
到了一个地方名叫独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。34，当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。丁丁就研究分他的衣服，这就是耶稣基督为整个人类的重保，好让他们都进入被提，带给那所有相信他的人，要赐给他们的。现在父神仍然在现在基督仍然在父神的右边中保拜祷。希伯来书借着宝血的大能，在父神右边为人类中保。
主
上的24，因为基督并不是进入人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进入天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。换言之是初熟的果子，换言之他进入那现在向天堂宣布收割收获就要来了。 向天堂宣布。
It was an announcement that Peter is coming, that Hilda is coming, that John is coming, that Randy is coming, Eugene is coming, that James is coming, that Olsen is coming. It was an announcement that the harvest is coming, the household is coming.
现在在宣布，彼得要来了，约翰要来了，希达要来了 ，Randy 要来了，托马要来了。收获收割就要来了，像天堂这样的一个宣布，让他做一个出属的国子，进入天堂的圣所的时候，这他沿着背地向这里在说，如果你来接受耶稣的生命，他在十字架提供给你的，在那十字架提供给你的是给罪人的他的生命，如果你接受的话，你对背提有这个指望的盼望的，在荣耀当中把你提走的，那把你当作义人，你这样一来就成全神对你所有一切公义的要求，要求你进入永恒的荣耀里。当他看到他的这个种子，那都成全他对公义的要求。
Before we take our first break, and remember, this was only introduction for the message. So we may continue with the family of God as we did yesterday.
诗篇二十一的四。
He says here.
他说。
The book of Psalm.
诗篇。
21 from verse 4 to verse 6.
二十一四到六节。
He asked life of thee.
他向你求寿，你便赐给他。这是日子长久，直到永远。他因你的救恩大有荣耀，你又将真容威严加在他身上。你使他有鸿福直到永远，又使他在你面前欢喜快乐。
That is the eternal glory that the church will enter into at rapture, the glory of the Christ that you will share in.
这就是永恒的荣耀，教会进入，教会即将进入来享受的。
In Psalm 22 verses 19 to 31, it says, On a beautiful Monday night service, and this is simply the introduction to lay for you the central principles that govern the rapture of the church.
诗篇二十二的十九到三十一。
In other words, the pillars that support the rapture. But be not thou far from me.
耶和华呀，求你不要远离我。
Oh my friend,
我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。
Offering of his life for you, that if you accept that life offered as a sin offering, then you will share in the eternal glory.
他意思，如果你就接受主耶稣基督献上的那奉献，那他的生命。
Chapter 20 verse 17 it says. And so now you see the power of the rapture in the power of the death of Christ in restoration of mankind that they may partake of glory. Jesus said unto her,
Touch
me not.For I am not yet ascended to my Father.
耶稣说不要摸我，因我 还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神也是你们的神。这就是作为神家里的成员，跟随主耶稣基督的人赐给他们的。因此基督的死亡是来要恢复人类，让人类再回到父神那儿去的。
出
来记得十四
Verse 14, 15, he says, Hebrews chapter 9, he's saying here very clearly 14, 15.
14的十五，希伯来九的十四、十五。
He says the following.
他说到的是啊。
How much more shall the blood of Christ,
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神。将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生永生神吗？让你接受主耶稣基督众诚的圣洁。那你知道神虽然给你了恩典，可是神仍然要求圣洁的。这就是为什么十五节神说，为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死除了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，
并
叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。主耶稣基督十字架的牺牲就是背提的柱子，让你背提就是恢复人类，让人类重新与父神和解的，让你见荣耀。新造的生命，你的身体到时候就要复活，要变荣耀。以后五章的十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，就是已过，都变成新的了。
This is accomplished on the day of the rapture. Accomplished. I know that when you receive Christ, you enter into this, but it's only the soul that is born again. The body is not yet glorified to achieve this totality of redemption.
这段经文到时候就是背起的时候得以实现的。我知道你接受主基督的时候，你的灵魂是得救，成为一个新造的生命。可是你的肉体还没有得救。完全的得赎，完全的救赎，到时候背的时候。
You really see the movement, the process, where it's coming from to reach this newness of person.
这新造的人的进展，领后四章的十六节，我们可以知道。
Where we are coming from. He says, for which cause we faint not.
以后四的十六，
所以
我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。 我们这是沾自轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。这荣耀散发出背体的日子。
So these are the pillars that support the rapture of the church.
这些就是支持教会的背脊的柱子，让你们知道这是非常坚定的神给你们的应许，不能被摇动的神的应许。神继续的热心的要成全这一切的应许，一直到神的儿女一路为止。
不
知是与 A
情 Before we go to Philippians chapter 3, 20, 21, Isaiah 43:18 he says, Remember ye not the former things?
耶和华如此说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。
It's amazing that on the day of rapture, the Lord really glorifies you to the point that he says he remembers not your sin.
背起的日子非常的荣耀，甚至他不会纪念你从前的事，从前的罪恶。
You may walk in there and attempt to think that you want to beyou want to be guilt conscious or whatever. No, he says you will not even remember.
甚至你自己都不会纪念任何一个罪意识、罪的记忆、罪的一个记忆。
Wenda pale kutembea tembea pale kana kwamba unahisi atia kama kwamba uko na atia lakini anasema atakuosha mpaka utasahau hata mambo ya dhambi.
Anasema kwamba atakuosha mpaka utasahau hata mambo ya dhambi.
On that day of glorification.
那变荣耀的那一天。
He said, remember, he said, remember ye not the former things.
Anasema kwamba msiabudu.
你们不要纪念从前的事。也不要思想古时的事。
And that's why in Philippians
3:20-21
he says, Now the kingdom, now our home, our citizenship, he says, For our conversation is in heaven.
Philippians 3:20, 我们却是天上的国民。
But also we look for the Savior.
并且等候救主。
In other words, he's using the second part of this
scripture
to define those who are his own.
从天上降临，他们总是等候救主从天上降临的人，这样的方式来界定神家里的人，神的家属。你是神家里的成员吗？你总是等待从天堂降临的救主吗？主耶稣基督。21节。
Who shall change our vile bodies?
他要按着那能叫万有恢复自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体、有罪的身体、软弱的身体、虚弱的身体，改变形状和他自己。荣耀的身体相似，就是复活的基督耶稣能够贯穿着墙壁出现在他们中间，能够同时的出现在500多个弟兄面前，任何一个时间空间的局限都没有受到的这种荣耀的身体，你即将会得到的。
He says, according to the working whereby.He is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And that is the power that you see is enabling him to
give
the
sun energy on a daily basis that the
earth may have plants that grow in the
sun and give it to the sun and give it to the sun. 和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
That there is no day that the sun ever lost power when there is a power outage.
那不会有任何一个力气的缺乏。
And constantly is using that for the plants to bring food. The power that enables him to hold all the galaxies together.
那个大脑是没有任何缺乏的，没有能源的缺乏。来要维持整个宇宙的大能，来要维持整个生命的。
The power that allows him to carry all the planets, all the galaxies, that allowed him to create them and to hold them with his hand, Christ the Messiah, what a mighty God.
那个能力是维持整个星球、整个宇宙、所有的一切星星的轨道，何等强大！耶稣基督弥赛亚。
That is enormous power.
那是非常强大的能力。
That is the power he'll use when he says, according to the working whereby, he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
这是他使用的这样的一个能力来向我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体。
First John chapter 3 verse 2. We saw it yesterday. We see it again here.
约翰一书三章的二节。
He said, "Beloved, now we are the sons of God."
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。
There means sons and daughters. Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
将来如何还未显明。
But we know that when he shall appear,
但我们知道主若显现，
we shall be like him,
我们必要像他。
For we shall see him as he is.
因为必得见他的真体。
So the rapture restores to mankind a glorious body.So that restoration, when you see that the wages of sin is death, and the dust goes back to dust, and the people die, the body wastes away, as we saw in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, 18, that outwardly you are decomposing, you are rotting, you are decaying away. The rapture of the church now restores to you the glorious body. That is one of the restorations that God set out after the fall.
背体呢，就是修复、恢复你身体的事情。刚我们看到的灵后四章十六到十八节，罪的后果，你的身体只能败坏、归回、回归尘土里。可是背体呢，让你的身体变壮，穿上荣耀的身体。
And look at Romans chapter 8:22.
罗马八的二十二。
If you can begin 19 also, but 22, you can see that creation is also waiting to be restored.
所有被造物都等着这一天。
Where creation also now will have to get their restoration.
因为整个被造物到了这背起的日子也得着修复。
That the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
And you see from verse 20,
二十节开始。
It says that for the creatures was made, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly.But by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope.
因为受造之物附在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
Also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So even creation will be restored on the day of rapture. They will begin to roll out the process towards their complete restoration.
但生造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。因此，生造物也有得以修复的事情等着他们。这样，启示录二十一一到五节，天和地都得早修复的。
This redemptive and restorative process, we see that the human being is restored, the soul is restored first, and then the body is glorified and restored, and creation also now begin a process of their restoration.
因此背题就是这样的一个整个得以修复得以拯救的一个开始点，你的灵魂得以修复，你的肉体也得以修复，整个受造物都得以修复的事情借着背题而发生。
Revelation 21:1 it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
启示录21:1，我又看见一个新天新地。
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
And there was no more sea.
海也不再有了。
And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
我约翰又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，有神那里从天而降，预备好了就如新妇，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。因此非常的强大，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，
And there shall be no more death,
不再有死亡，
neither sorrow,
也不再有悲哀、哭号，
neither shall there be any more pain,
疼痛，
for the former things are passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
And then, that he that sat upon the throne said,
坐宝座的说，
Behold, I make all things new.
看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。这些话是可信的，真实的，可以依靠的，可以信靠的。因此，受造物更新的事情，更重要的第三节以下你看到的内容。
Is that in Genesis chapter 3, 8 and 9, when mankind is running away from God, he's hiding from God. But now in verse 3 here, you see that now God is coming to him. They're living together. In other words, at rapture, the relationship with God is also restored.
创世纪三章的八到九节。
Now a father and child relationship.
创世纪三章八到九节，他们犯了罪，违背了神命令之后，离开了神。把自己隐藏了，躲开了。可是现在启示录第三章二十一的三节，我们看到他人类跟神的关系得以恢复了。因此背题呢，就是重新修复恢复人类跟神之间的关系。因此基督最终把人再回到神那里去了。
Remember too well the door was shut in Genesis 3:24. They could not access the tree of life, the presence of their father.
因为我们记得很清楚，创世纪三章二十四节，那些门关闭了，人类不可能接近生命树的地方，那是诅咒。可是现在启示录二十二章的第三节，你看这诅咒已经被取走了。 启示录二十二的第三，以后再没有诅咒咒诅。
But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。这是最终的恢复修复，最终所有的受造物都得以修复归到父神，基督把他们归到父神了，非常的强大。蒙福的人们，
that govern the rapture of the church. It is about God bringing back His rule, His reign.
这就是掌管被体的基本的中心的准则，父神来安排好的。
And so, in this full restoration of even the relationship between man and God.
因此，这整完整的一个修复，甚至神跟人之间的关系包含在内的。现在不再有咒诅了。因此有关背景在这提到的强大的内容，背景是非常的核心的钥匙，因为神的对罪的愤怒要来临。神对罪的审判要来临了，这样为了从撒旦手中要夺走自己的百姓，带来审判之前，首先从这灾难的战场当中把自己的百姓夺走，这就是背题。
Liberating his people, that is the direct intervention of God in the perpetual conflict between sin and holiness.
这就是罪恶圣洁当中神持续不断的介入来把自己的百姓夺走的。
And that in that intervention, sin can never win. Satan can never win.
这个介入当中，撒旦罪恶总不能战胜。因此神从撒旦的手中把地球拯救出来，这样一来神的统治权建立在地球上。我们看到的是神提走教会的事情，然后复活变荣耀。再来，我们看得很清楚，它包含的内容是有如下：主亲自出现在空中，他陪同着那些被提之前死了的灵魂跟他们一起来，然后提走自己的百姓。换言之，那些相信他的众诚的圣洁的，那提走的过程包含着首先去死人复活，他们的身体的复变荣耀，然后他们提走到空中与主相遇，然后呢仍然活着的人他们变荣耀，然后他们也被提走到空中与主相遇。记得我在上头看到了这一切，这一切就是从罪恶当中要恢复人类的过程进程。因此我回来，我要开始主的家人，稍微休息。当我回来，我直接的谈论主的家人，我们昨天看到的。可是这个导入部对你来说非常的重要，让你来理解支撑背体的柱子有什么样的内容。弥赛亚要来了，谢谢托大拉巴。那儿有 飞机的时候报完的变荣耀那个意象，2021年10月18号说的那个意象，当主说跟我说那个意象说告诉人们背题发生了，他们会有跟我一样的身体，换言之变荣耀的身体跟我一样，换言之主应许给你们荣耀。我们今天看到的就是背体是基督死在十字架，基督牺牲的结果，变荣耀，基督变荣耀的一个果子，变荣耀发生在背体的时候，这个那事件的一个中心核心，因为没有荣耀的身体，你不可能出现在主面前，不可能存活在主面前。我们在介绍部看到了背体的时候，信徒的变荣耀，其实是他们跟耶稣重诚关系的一个果子，重诚的关系的一个果子。那背体的变荣耀，这个他们怎么样的活出来基督的救赎，那变荣耀包含着基督的再临。因此背体是最终是有关我们在神国度里永恒的跟主同在的事情，这就是为什么其实我们读了21，稍微读一下再来，那要进城主的家人，他来要提走的事情，谢谢。